Finance Committee is back in session. I would respectfully request, if there's no objections from the Finance Committee, to move ahead on our docket and allow the tax assessor to come before us and make his presentation on abatements, so he doesn't have to sit here until midnight.
Good evening. Neil Dupuis, Director of Assessing, and thank you.
You're welcome.
This month, we have abatements in the amount of $32,988.93. About 80% of those are new exemptions, but we're getting into the tax appeal season, so you will see some granted abatements from tax appeals as well.
Okay, with regard to those requested abatements, are there any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Director. You're all set.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to move to item number four, found on page 31, which is the purchase of 5 Chevrolet Blazers. Major, you have the floor.
Thank you, Councilman. Robert Hart from the Police Department. The Police Department is requesting a 56-6 exception to notice to purchase 5 Chevrolet Blazer midsize SUVs from Liberty Chevrolet of Plymouth, Mass. Under the GB Greater Boston Police Council Master Price Agreement Cooperative Bid. These vehicles are either in stock or due to be delivered to the dealer shortly. These 2025 SUVs will be assigned to various specialized units within the department, such as detectives, task force, and administrative services, and they'll be replacing former patrol vehicles. The total pricing, which needs to be amended for these 5 vehicles, Councilman, is $206,209.75. This would be coming out of budget code 499-0449, part of the police capital budget for vehicles.
Okay, thank you. Madam Clerk, I want to assign a PCR to this as well. What is it, please? I think it's 100. On the term life? Yeah. Okay, so it's PCR 125, right? Okay, thank you. Okay, Major, I have the same issues as I had with the other vehicles. For me, this is about runaway spending. I don't know how to clarify it any other way. We just heard an hour and a half of testimony about issues that exist and potential issues that we're facing, in addition to many other things as we come down the road. And as I had said many years ago, sometimes you need to do a little more with a little less. And that's where I'm at right now, particularly with what I see going on. So I will ask for if there's any questions from members of the committee. Councilman Foley.
In anticipation of the same conversation we had a while ago with the other bid, I'd like to make a motion to send this to the floor without recommendation.
I'll second it. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
We will first, we need to vote on the amendment. Thank you. The amendment from the major is to adjust the total amount to Well, first of all, it was $206,205. The major needs to amend it to $206,209.75.
That's correct, sir.
I move the amendment.
And I'll second the amendment. All in favor on the amendment?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And the next motion that we made ahead of
motion
schedule.
Motion to send it to the floor without recommendation.
As amended.
Second.
As amended.
Okay, we have a motion on that. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, number five, 2026-183. I'm going to be putting a PCR on that as well. That's 10125. That's found on page 35. That's the purchase of a 2026 Pinnacle 64T Day Cab Mac. Sorry? Yes, a PCR on that as well, Madam Clerk. 10125. Christy, it's all yours.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were having a discussion. Christy Moretti, Public Works. The Public Works Department is requesting to purchase a 2026 Pinnacle 64T Day Cab Mac. This is a tractor trailer cabin chassis that attaches to our trailers, and we use it to haul things, materials in the trailer. We use it to move the grinder around. It will replace a 1994 Kenworth with a million plus miles on it. And this is also in the approved capital budget for fiscal year 26. It was approved in the amount of $225,000. This request is for $177,390.
Christy, didn't we recently approve purchasing a flatbed trailer to deliver equipment from one place to another so that it wouldn't have to rack up miles across the road and wear and tear, et cetera?
That's a small 18-foot trailer that attaches to the back of one of our bigger pickup trucks or one-ton dumps. The trailers that we have are the metal hail trailers that you see hauling material, gravel or loom or whatever. I think they're 40 yards.
And this is a tractor trailer you're talking about, right?
It's
this
the cabin chassis.
A cab and a chassis.
Yes.
And what vehicles are you going to be using this piece of equipment to move, part A? And secondly, how often is this equipment you're going to describe to us being moved?
So you're asking how often we're going to use the tractor trailer?
Yeah, what do you need this piece of equipment to move?
Oh, as I just stated, we attach a trailer to it that has material in it, or we use it to haul things to the landfill, or we also use it to move our grinder. If we need to pull it out of the compost and bring it elsewhere, city yard, or we have to attach it to this cabin chassis to move it.
Why can't that be done with a 3500 heavy duty pickup or with one of the dump trucks that you have? I believe we just approved another dump truck.
This is not even the same classification of vehicle.
I'm not talking about the vehicle. The trailer, you want the vehicle to pull the trailer. I'm saying, why can't you use a different vehicle to pull the same trailer?
Because the trailer is a 40-yard trailer. It has wheels on it.
It's a 40 what?
It's a 40-yard trailer.
40-yard trailer?
Yes.
What does that mean, 40 yards?
It means that it kind of looks like a tractor trailer. So you have the cabin chassis to it.
I see the truck.
Okay.
And I'm asking, why can't you use a different truck to pull the trailer you're talking about?
Because the other trucks don't, it's not even the same. We can't use a dump truck to pull the trailer.
Why? I see landscapers pulling these giant trailers all the time.
Eric Earls, Public Works. This isn't like a standard trailer that you would pull like lawnmowers on. It doesn't have like a hitch that goes to the back. This is a legit 18-wheeler trailer that pulls like like a legit dump truck. I mean, it's not your standard hook it to the back of your trailer hitch. This is an 18-wheeler. This is the cabin chassis that gets attached to a huge piece of equipment. It has the type of hookup that you see at like a legit truck stop.
So does this trailer have eight wheels? This trailer you want to pull, that you might need to buy this truck for $180,000, does the trailer that you need or that you want to pull, does it have eight wheels?
No.
Then how is it an 18-wheeler? You said we're talking about an 18-wheeler. 18-wheeler means that trailer is going to have eight wheels. How many wheels does it have? The trailer has 12 wheels.
Right?
Impossible.
Okay. How is that impossible?
The trailer has 12 wheels. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So this is going to be a 22-wheel vehicle when this trailer is hooked up? Something doesn't make sense to me.
Councilman Bill Facenti, Chief Staff. This is a tractor trailer cab that pulls the 40, 50-yard trailers that haul 50 yards of stone, our excavator, our large excavator, our large grader. The tonnage alone on the excavator and the machines, on the hitch of it, you can't tow it with a 3,500 pickup or dump truck that we have. During the council budget meetings, you commended the city for getting 1 million miles out of, and we're being serious, it's 1 million miles on that truck. You commended the city for getting 1 million miles out of the cabin chassis that we have. We're trying to replace that so we can continue to do the work that our city needs to have done. It's a specialized piece that you see on the road that Vinagro would use to move their excavators from jobs to jobs. We have machinery that we can't move right now.
Because of the truck?
Because of the truck, the cabin chassis. The cab, not the trailer, not the machinery that sits on it, but the actual truck that the driver sits in to drive. We cannot move our machinery to job sites.
So, did you go off a bid for this thing?
We did not go out to bid. This is part of the, as stated in the director's letter, it's a part of a government contract, the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, Greater Boston Police Council government contract. So it's essentially like piggybacking an MPA.
Yeah, I know. So it's like an MPA. So what we're doing here is we're assuming that the price of $177,000 is like the best price. So let's not bother going out for bid. And by the way, did anyone happen to take a look around and see if there's a late model truck with 200,000 miles on it that we could get another 800,000 out of for less than 177,000?
So in the capital budget, I believe it was approved for 225,000. This is coming in at 177,000.
Say that again.
In the capital budget, I believe it's $225,000 approved. This is 177,000.
So, Chief, just because...
I understand, Councilman. What we're asking for, we have the MPA or the master price agreement or the cost sharing. We're saving the city money by buying this piece of machinery that's in stock. We're not waiting for it. We're not ordering it and having it built.
So I'm asking if there could be more money saved by buying a used one. Why is it every time that we need to have a piece of equipment, we have to go out and we have to buy the Cadillac of equipment, and it's always going to be brand new?
This is not a Cadillac
of used miles, especially on a vehicle. We already got 1 million miles out of this thing. So if you can buy a used vehicle 4 or 5 years old, and you can pick yourself up something with 200,000 miles, what is frustrating to me is that these things come before us, and no, we didn't go out for bid. No, we didn't shop around to get other prices. This is what it is, and that's what you got to do. Well, let me remind you. You talked about the capital budget and the budget. I voted no on the budget. which means I also voted no on the capital budget, because so, that was, for me, what was in that capital budget was excessive spending. So I didn't vote yes on the budget.
Prior administrations have purchased used equipment. We will always buy used equipment where it makes sense.
Junk. They bought junk.
I'm just saying, you buy used equipment, you're going to get junk. It's the reason it's being sold is because it's used and someone else doesn't want it. We're trying to invest in our infrastructure, in our trucks, our vehicles, and we're doing the best we can to make sure we're not in the shop every single time the axle breaks or something breaks because we bought a used piece of equipment. That's why we're buying new, so we have longer life, so we can get a million miles out of this piece of equipment like we did the last one.
Without seeing if there's better pricing. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I'll make a motion on this item to move it to the floor without a recommendation. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This will move to the floor. I assume that was one abstention?
Mm-hmm.
And one abstention. Thank you. Councilman Foley. Item number 6, 2026-130, Firefighter Operation Medical Evaluations, found on page 65.
Good evening, Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department. Fire Department went out to bid for firefighter occupational medical evaluations. Fire Department received 4 bids, and after evaluating those bids, the Fire Department's recommending the award go to AtMed Treatment Center of East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Fire departments use AtMed over the last 5 years and have been very satisfied with the services they're providing. Current bid expires 10/17/25, and we're requesting a 2-year award for an amount not to exceed $160,000. This comes from budget code 35335, Occupational Medical Program.
Chief, this is a contractual requirement, correct?
It's not contractual. It's to make sure that we stay in line with both NFPA and OSHA standards, both NFPA, the 1580 standard, and the OSHA respirator standard require annual physical exams.
So this is no language in the contract?
The contract doesn't stipulate that we have to do annual physicals. The standards do.
And what did you spend last year?
Last year we didn't spend, because the NFPA standard and the OSHA standard give you a 6-month window within your annual physicals. So because we didn't finish our physicals till the spring of 2024, we were due this spring, but we could push it off another 6 months. So that's what we did. We didn't use that money in the last fiscal year, and we pushed it into this fiscal year, so we could save the money for last fiscal year.
And the last time this came up, I asked the same questions, and the time it came up before, I asked the same questions. So last year, you spent $4,273.03 on that item, and you transferred out of that line item $81,000. Where did the $81,000 go to?
For last fiscal year?
Yeah.
We use that as part of the co-share for the grants that we received. So we don't typically budget for the city's side of the co-share for the AFG grants that we receive. So that when we got to the end of last fiscal year and we had to come up with the matching grant money, the department is responsible for coming up with the grant to match money for those grants that we get. We utilize those funds that were left in our budget in order to put it into a fund in order to match the grant funding that we received from the AFG grant for the air packs and for the paramedic program.
So you used $81,000 of taxpayer dollars that we approved for medical exams for something else.
We deferred it, the exams, till this fiscal year because we were able to do that to be able to free up our operating budget in order to accept the grant for the air packs.
So can we defer that $81,000 that we approved last year that didn't use, can we defer that to this year?
No, we didn't defer the money. We utilized the money in what we thought was a more efficient manner, was to take $1.1 million grant and free up $70,000 or $80,000 of our operating budget in order to accept the $1 million from the federal government.
You would have taken the 81 somewhere else for the $1 million grant. So the analogy, it is what it is. Fact of the matter is, there's been more than just last year that those exams weren't used. So how many firefighters used the year before? When you used up, I think it was the year before, you used up almost all of the money, right?
The year before, we did the whole department, yep.
Okay. And how many of those firefighters passed that medical exam?
All but one.
All but one.
Correct.
That's pretty interesting to me, because the reason I'm asking it is because of the amount of sick days that we have in the fire department, which I'm looking at when I look at medical exams and everybody is healthy and hunky-dory, that just begs other questions. So this item, you have no time frames or no time limitation like you did last year, where they only gave you 6 months to do this, right?
It has to be annually, but it can be plus or minus 6 months because of, it says annually, but annually to people mean different things. Is it a calendar year? Is it a fiscal year? Is it every 12 months? So when they use the word to term annually in the standards, they give you a plus or 6 months depending on when the employee may have come in 6 months before everybody else was getting their medical exams done. So you don't want to have to do them again in 6 months. So they always give you that buffer. So because last spring, we didn't end our medical exam process until the spring, we had 6 months to get them done. So that pushed us into right now, which we're actually in the process of doing our exams right now.
How many firefighters are going to get a physical exam that involves this monies right here?
So this money is the budget. The budgeted $160,000 is set for 212 firefighters for 2 years. For one, so 212 firefighters in each of the 2 years of the bid.
The budget that I'm looking at says you're asking for $160,000. So that's $80,000.
$80,000 a year, 212 firefighters, it comes to a little over $79,000 a year.
So you're telling us now that there's no problems with these medical exams, this 6 month thing, because you're going to spend the $80,000 this year and you're going to spend the $80,000 next year.
We've already spent $80,000 this year in the current bid. We're still under the current bid. This bid doesn't take effect until October 17th, but we're finishing up our medical exams right now from the previous bid, because the bid pricing was cheaper on the previous bid.
And by the way, so why is this so late coming to us?
I did mention that in the report itself, in my letter. I said that we recognize it's slightly late. I was waiting to put the bid specifications out until the tentative agreement was signed. While they were in contract negotiations, a lot of times the medical exams and the cancer screening portion of this exam, which is contractual, actually falls into how my specifications are written. So I wanted to wait until we had an idea of whether or not anything was changed as far as the cancer screening would go before I put this out to bid. So as soon as I found that out, then I put it out to bid the way that it was. Nothing changed.
So you said to me earlier that this medical exam had nothing to do with the contract. That wasn't part of the contract, but yet in your position paper, you say this was due, they're being late, this was due to ongoing firefighter contract negotiations at the time the bid specifications and announcement.
Correct. The medical exams are not, but the cancer screening is, and the cancer screening is done in conjunction with these medical exams. You'll see that coming up later.
Isn't the cancer screening a separate item altogether?
It's a separate item. It's a separate bid item, but it's the blood draw that's done is done in conjunction. So we save the money from having to get blood drawn twice. We actually have them draw the cancer screen and blood during their medical exam at no charge.
So when, at some point in the future, we get a copy of the contract, that contract is not going to contain any language in it regarding bid item 2026-130, firefighter occupation medical examinations.
That's correct. There should not be. There's nothing in that in there, and nothing, as far as I've been told, there's nothing that changed as far as the cancer screenings go, which is in the contract.
Okay. All right, I'm going to move on from that item. Item number seven. Sorry, I forgot. You guys are so quiet. You're so quiet,
well,
I forgot.
The oxygen's being eaten up by somebody.
It's a good thing. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the committee? Are there any questions from members of the committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the council? Thank you. Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on. Thank you for that, Councilman. 2026-208, Warwick Public Schools, Student Assistant Services, found on page 72.
Good evening. Earlier tonight...
Just identify yourself, please.
Lynn Proger, Finance Director. Earlier tonight, you heard the school department give a presentation about some of their budget findings, and what I'm presenting to you is actually one of them. They have a Department of Education mandatory program that provides drug counseling for our students. They asked if I thought that that would be an appropriate use of our opiate settlement money, and I agree with them, and I'm here tonight to ask if you agree.
Okay. Director, I know it speaks to this program and that restriction and this requirement, et cetera, in the position paper. You said that they have, I think you said they have a plan.
Sorry.
They have a plan that deals with this opioid monies that they're requesting?
They actually took it out of their budget.
They what, please?
It is not part of their budget for the fiscal year 26.
It's not part of their budget?
No.
Have you seen that plan, that document? Have you seen the document? It says, all funds received are to be utilized exclusively to alleviate expenses related to opioid treatment, prevention, and recovery efforts to combat opioid epidemic. My question is, have you seen any documents or any plans or any programs
for the opiate money?
In the school department, yeah.
For the school department?
Yeah.
So far, I've only seen this plan. If you look at I attached the invoice to your backup document.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
There's specifically.
This is from the vendor, right?
I mean, it specifically notes parents, students, administrators, members.
Hold on, excuse me 1 minute. Point of order. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I think just to clarify, the last, you're referencing the last sentence in the position paper.
No, I'm in the document that we have on page 73 in the first paragraph.
The first paragraph.
Yeah. It says, all funds received are to be utilized exclusively to alleviate expenses related to opioid treatment, prevention, and recovery efforts to combat opioid epidemic.
My understanding is that sentence also references how the opioid money should be used. I could be wrong if...
That's the ruling from the settlement. That's verbatim out of it. And this program specifically addresses alcohol and drug abuse counseling in our schools. So it would be an appropriate use of that money.
We heard an hour and a half of testimony this evening because of a lot of inappropriate stuff. So I understand what the purpose of this is, mm-hmm. and it's wonderful, no problem. What I'm saying is, has anyone seen the plan? We're going to give the school department $152,640 for something that's supposed to have a plan, supposed to be used expressively for this, et cetera, et cetera.
So
have we seen anything that shows the plan?
So the reason why I'm actually doing it this way, I'm presenting this to be paid directly from our opiate funding, is because it is not giving it to the school department. We are cutting a check directly to this vendor to run this program, full stop. There's no check to the school department. It is going to Coastline EAP for this project success program.
So the money will not be going directly to the school department?
No.
Why do they have it in their budget then?
It's been taken out of their budget.
As of when? As of the last meeting that I was at, it had $152,000 in that, because I challenged that at the meeting and I said, what are you talking about? The city council is going to give you that, or the city's going to give you this. We haven't said anything. They interjected that there is a number and I'll be presenting it to you at the next meeting. So this was in the budget at the last meeting that I was at. Now, maybe they had a meeting after that I didn't go to, that they took it out of the budget.
It was part of their plan to remove this $152,000. Their final budget is not, it's not in stone yet, but the plan was to come here and present this to you in hopes that you would approve it so that they can remove it from their plan, from their budget. That was part
of
their outline.
The last meeting I was at, they had it in their budget. Now you're saying that when they talked about it tonight, the chair said, we're here to recommend a $201 million budget. That $201 million budget was the bottom line, including $152,640 at that meeting that I was at.
It was right
there. It was on the spreadsheet. You have that spreadsheet.
They removed it at the last minute because I pointed out they needed to take it out.
At the last minute, when?
At that last meeting, at the Budget Commission.
I was there till the end of the meeting.
So was I.
I didn't hear anything. When was the last meeting?
Last week? Week before?
Last
week was only approval of
purchases.
Last week, it was the one before.
I was not at that meeting. So you're telling us that $152,000 was taken out as of last week?
As of tonight, it is not in their budget.
And we are not going to see a final budget until December or something like that?
I don't know when a final budget will be presented.
Have they ever, the school department, have they ever had this plan before?
This program, they've run it for 10 years.
They've been running for 10 years. And
yes.
How has that been funded?
Through the appropriation.
Through the appropriation, through this opioid appropriation?
No.
No, through something else.
City appropriation to the school department.
City appropriation, okay. Well, I'm looking at something that we're being asked to vote on, that we don't have a budget from the Budget Commission or proposed budget. We don't have a program of what this money is going to be used for. I don't know. They talk in here that this must have trained master's level student assistant counselors. We have none. I think that if we're going to be approving $152,000 for anything, that we need to be certain as to how this is going to be used.
This will 100%, with all certainty, be paid for this program. They've run the program for 10 years. They run it out of their budget. This is us paying for it through our settlement money, and not through the school department. We are paying our vendor directly to run this program with their master's level counselors.
What did they spend in this program last year?
They told me it was 140 something.
Councilman
Foley,
last year they had to spend
134.
Last year was 134?
Yeah.
Just a point of clarification. So you're saying this money is being sent to a third party, mm-hmm, that is fully accredited, has everything they need, all
yes,
the bells and whistles, and they will run the program.
Absolutely, through our schools.
Thank you.
And they provide you with an accounting of this? how much money was dispensed, when it was dispensed,
how it
was used. You get all that?
With approval, I will be writing a check to this organization of $152,000 to run this program.
Councilman Muto.
Thank you.
Sounds like just a housekeeping item. Since we don't know exactly if it's in the school department's budget or not. But maybe we just set our expectations by doing at least an amendment, I believe, where we could just say, you know, the money is contingent to pay this as long as it's not in the school department's budget.
It is. Yeah. It's not in their budget.
What would be the proper approach, Mr. President?
You weren't on the mic, unfortunately, so a lot of people couldn't hear you. I apologize.
Red button. Thank you. My question was, what would be the appropriate way to amend this expenditure to include that if it gets approved, that this expenditure is not in the school department's budget?
I mean, I'm interrupting. Ernie spoke tonight about how it's not in their budget.
We don't control their budget.
Okay. I'm just trying to expedite things by, if this is the concern, we just...
Right. It would seem odd that they duplicate the spending should you appropriate for it, but...
No. All right. That's all I had to say on that. I was just trying to move it forward by guaranteeing we're not double budgeting.
So what was the answer? I didn't hear what the answer was from the solicitor.
We can't control their budgeting. The answer was it would seem odd by them to duplicate the spending that you appropriate, but we can't control what they do should you wish to proceed.
Hmm. So that I agree with, that we can't control what they do. Director, this $152,640, is that part of the opioid reserve fund of $984,732, or is the $152 in addition to that?
The balance when I wrote this memo was the $984,000. You can take out $150 for this. We actually just received another check for $100,000. So,
where does this show in the Munis report? Because I was looking for it in the Munis report that I got as of the other day, and I couldn't see close to $1 million in the Munis report for opioid. So, where would that show?
Per the regulations of the settlement, we actually have to keep it in a reserved fund. So it actually doesn't run through the general fund at all. The money that comes in and is completely due to the opioid epidemic, and all of the money that we pay out is to only be used as a response to that.
So somewheres in the city of Warwick is almost, or was, is still as of tonight, almost $1 million in a, what'd you say, a reserve account that doesn't show? It doesn't show any place?
Of course it shows.
Where does it show?
It shows in Munis, but not in the general fund. It's in Fund 321, and it's outlined in our financial statements as well.
Okay, hold on. It's in Fund what number?
321.
321. That's it? Just 321?
Yep. General fund's 100. This is 321.
It's what, please?
I said the general fund is in Fund 100. Opioid is 321.
100, 321. That's where that... close to $1 million. I'll find it if I look for it.
Yeah.
In that. Okay. Okay. Any other questions or any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from, excuse me? Oh, I'm sorry. Councilman Gebhardt. Okay. Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none. Yeah, let's put a PCR on that. 102-25, Madam clerk. Thank you. Next item, number 8. Sorry? Oh, I'm sorry.
Motion for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We'll talk about it on the floor. Number 8, 2026-182, found on page 77, purchase Zamboni. Hi, Christy.
Hi. Public Works is requesting to purchase a Zamboni for the Thayer and Warburton Ice Arenas in the amount of $122,589.28. And this is also part of the approved capital budget for fiscal year 26.
So, Christy, didn't we just recently approve $50,000? I think it was $50,000 to repair a Zamboni, so we would have a spare Zamboni if we needed one?
No.
How much did we approve?
It was about $10,400, and that was to refurbish a Zamboni for the plaza.
For what?
The plaza.
The plaza.
And that amount was only $10,400?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Was that in July?
No, that was actually last fiscal year. It was April, May-ish.
Okay.
That the request was made.
So the spare Zamboni is going to the new ice rink. The new Zamboni is going to whichever one of the other two. Is that what we're saying?
So by way of explanation, we do have two Zambonis over there. One of them is a 2010. It has a cracked manifold. The catalytic converter is failing. It has hydraulic leaks. The wash water pump is not working very well. But the problem, not the problem, for us to operate the two ice rinks simultaneously, and they're both up and running now, we need to have two Zambonis for two reasons. One, because there are occasions where we do have to make ice in each rink at the same time. So if we only have one Zamboni, we can't accommodate the organizations or people that are using the surfaces. And the second reason is if the Zamboni that we have, that we mainly use, if that is down for repair or anything like that, then we have no Zamboni. So we can't service anybody. So for us at that facility, we need to have two Zambonis to operate.
Two over there and a spare for the new ice rink. So we're going to have a total of three.
That's right? Not a spare. That is going to stay at this facility.
What's going to stay at this facility?
The one that was refurbished.
Okay. So that's going to go there.
That stays here.
That was a spare at the other rink.
It was actually, okay. We were going to, yes, it wasn't one that we were using.
Are there other brands? Because Zamboni, that's a brand name. It's not like indicative of the only ice making machine in the world. So are there other ice making machines that are used throughout the country other than the brand Zamboni?
There's another brand. It's called Olympia, and they make ice resurfacing machines.
They what?
They also make ice resurfacing machines.
So why don't we go out for bid on one then? if there's other companies or company that make them, why are we just relying on Zamboni? Because we have them and we can, and it's easier to do that. Why didn't we go off a bid?
So this purchase is being requested under the Sourcewell contract cooperative agreement, which we've had used on several occasions for multiple things, including the last Zamboni we purchased. So that is why we're requesting to purchase this machine. It's already been vetted for a discounted price.
Without a bid?
Without going off a bid. It was a bid. It's just a cooperative bid.
But the city didn't go out for a bid?
We did not, no. No.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Oh, Councilman Napa.
So just looking at the cap budget was for 117. I know it's not too much over, but it is, we are over what we're looking to spend out of the capital budget.
I'm sorry, I
didn't. So the capital budget line item was for 117.
Correct.
So we're,
it's $5,319.28 above what we estimated a new machine would cost.
I can do the math. I'm just, we're so you're asking the council to approve a line item over budget?
Yes, but we have several other items that have come in well under budget, what we've requested in capital.
Okay, that's all.
So again, to the same issue earlier, why wasn't that put in the position paper that, oh, by the way, this is almost $6,000 over the capital budget? Why wasn't it put out there? Why does Councilman Napper have to? Thank God he does that research and was able to determine that. Why weren't we told that when we got this? I think that's a good question. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? We have a new member of the public here, I guess. I don't know. Any questions from members of the public? Okay, a PCR on this will be PCR 103-25.
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
No?
No.
2-2 goes to the floor without a recommendation. Paratransit van, item number 9, found on page 82.
Good evening, Council. Kathleen Bowl, Senior Services. Senior Services, Senior Transportation is requesting exception to City of Warwick Charter, Section 56.6, for the purchase of a new in-stock 12-passenger with two wheelchair position paratransit van. This would be under the Sourcewell contract for the price of $110,750. It would be paid up front initially by our capital improvements under the budgeted amount, and then it would be fully funded retroactively by the state designated grant, so at no cost to the City of Warwick. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
So thank you, Director. Welcome. I think it's the first time you
other than the budget hearing, yeah.
So I believe it was last year we approved a new van, correct?
Yep.
And how much was that?
Last year, I think it was at $126,000.
$126,000?
Correct. Yeah, this is a really good deal.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because that is one of my questions. You state in your position paper that paratransit van at the extremely competitive price of $110,750. How do you know that's an extremely competitive price?
I went to the past few years we've received buses through the bidding process, and so I went to the lowest bidder that we've had for the past few years, and I got a quote for a 12-2, and it came in at $136,000 for a comparable.
Did you do any other investigation to find out what other prices were out there?
Beyond the lowest bidder? No. For the past few years, no.
And did you go out for bid on this item?
Nope, this is part of a cooperative bid through Sourcewell.
So you're relying on $110,750 to be extremely competitively priced based upon the last bids without going out for bids and without doing comparative pricing on your own?
It's priced lower than the last paratransit van we bought, right, and the quote that I got from the lowest bidder. So in my estimation, it would be.
You know, I understand that this is funded through a grant, and, you know, I get that. But my position is, just because it's funded through a grant doesn't mean that we can't sharpen the pencil and we can't go after a savings and use some of that grant money for something else. To say that, you know, what are you making this big ruckus about? It's grant money. It's still taxpayer money. Either way, no matter how you look at it, it's taxpayer dollars. And that's why I ask these questions, because in my world that I come from, everything was priced. We never relied on, well, because that was, you know, what they paid last time. It'll be the same thing for this time. We don't seem to do that. What is the delivery charge on this van? And it's coming from California. What's the delivery charge?
Nothing. No, nothing above charge. $110.
Okay. And you have that as part of your price?
Yes, on the last page, it says, delivery included.
To your department yard. Okay. Yep. And is this coming right from the manufacturer? You're buying this vehicle right from the manufacturer, or is this through a third party?
There's
or a, even a second party?
There's a couple of players. It's the Sourcewell contract, so... It comes from National Auto Fleet Group. That's who the PO will be made out to.
But they're not the manufacturer?
They're not the manufacturer, no.
Okay, so that brings me back to, you know, why don't we go out for bid with a comparable spec sheet, looking for a competitive bid on this piece of equipment?
Councilman, this is a grant that we received, covers 100% of the cost. The prior van she bought, the director bought, was $120,000. She did some comparative pricing through the last lowest bidder and got a price for this year, another year older. All prices are going up at $136,000. It did go out to bid, not the City of Warwick bid. It's being bought in accordance with 56.6 in the charter, in the ordinances, is an exception to bid. That's how we're buying it. So I know you keep saying it didn't go out to bid, it didn't go out to bid. It did go out to bid. Mm-hmm. The City of Warwick didn't go out to bid because it's more advantageous. And that, I believe, is what the ordinance says. When it's more advantageous to not go out to bid to the city, we use 56.6. That's what we're doing.
Right. And a 56.6 requires 6 votes to get it passed too, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not the solicitor.
So. Yeah, it does. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? We have any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
Is there any urgency to the replacement of this van?
There is, yeah. We have 3 vans that are older in years. The one we're replacing is a 2014 with over 150,000 miles. It's constantly in the shop. The shocks are not good. The seniors don't like a bumpy ride. So yeah, we have 3 paratransit vans that are due.
Councilman Bill Facenti, the vendor is holding this van for the City of Warwick at this price. If we don't award it now, we go out to bid and we'll pay more, potentially. So it's in stock, ready to go, ready to be purchased. He's holding it for the City of Warwick.
Is it possible for the vendor to continue to hold it for another month?
No. They already told us no.
So what was the conversation exactly with the vendor where they would only agree to hold it until this council meeting? How long have they been holding it?
I don't know how long they've been holding it. Our next council meeting is not till October. We have 1 meeting in September, mm-hmm. as Councilman Lattisor pointed out. So,
Christy found the vehicle a number of months ago. I was waiting for the approval of the state designated grant to be sure that I would have the full funding for this. I just got approval of that at the very beginning of September. So I had to wait for this meeting to put it on the docket.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense as to why the vendor may not be willing to hold it further. And of course, that timeline's not your fault that you're waiting on that particular state grant and the state was not in a particular rush there. So that does make a little bit more sense to me. Thank you for the explanation.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Sir, sorry. Go ahead, Councilman Napa.
Hi, Director. Just a couple of questions. Sure. When this comes in, is it going to be already fitted with the lift and everything needed, or is it going to have to go to a secondary vendor?
For the wheelchair lift? No, it's fitted with the lift.
It's already in there?
Yes.
Okay. How is utilization of these vehicles on the constituent side? Are people taking advantage of the program?
Oh, yeah. 20,000 trips per year. Wow. To the market, to and from the senior center, to the pharmacy to get their medications, to the bank, to visit their loved ones in the nursing home. It's a highly utilized service.
Okay. And your drivers for these, are they chauffeur licensed? Do they need a CDL?
All of our drivers have CDLs. This is a non-CDL paratransit van, but they do have CDLs.
Okay. That's all.
Thank you.
So who maintains these vehicles?
The Department of Public Works.
DPW maintains the vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Moving on to item number 10, 2025-206, original equipment manufacturer POTS, on page 90.
Robert Hart for the police department. The police department has a bid in place for OEM parts for various police vehicles, which has been awarded to Tasker Ford of Cranston and Elliott Auto Supply of Pasco, Rhode Island, with a current spending authority of $110,000. The bid is in place until November 17th of 2025. The department is seeking a 612 to extend this contract for another year. Both vendors have agreed to keep their current pricing in place. We're requesting an increase in spending authority of $110,000, bringing this to a total of $220,000 for the total duration of the contract. This will be funded through budget code 30-330 auto maintenance and 76-358 insurance proceeds.
Major, my first question is, why is this coming to us late? It's supposed to be 60 days prior to bid expiration. Yours expires on November 17th.
I thought we had plenty of time for this.
All right, I understand that. You also, Chief, I'll answer my own question. I understand that it's a new position for you, but just so you know, we're looking to have the bids brought to us in a timely manner, which I believe we had done a PCR on that some time ago. So just to let you know. What did you spend on this item last year?
For last year, for this up to now, $94,980.27.
And the year before?
$87,212.81.
And of those numbers, how much was reimbursed to us from insurance proceeds?
I don't have that information.
Do you have any idea what the numbers would be for reimbursement up to today?
No, I do not. And I'm not following your question, how that relates to the purchase of parts.
Well, you said that at times, however, such purchases may be made from insurance proceeds, which means you're not going to be making them out of the $110,000 that we're approving, or you're making them and getting reimbursed from the insurance companies. So that was the question that I was asking, is what is, or what was last year, what was the reimbursement that we got from insurance proceeds?
I don't have that information.
If you could send that to me tomorrow, sure. that'll be okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 11, 2023-257, found on page 99. State of Rhode Island Premium Diesel Fluids. Mm-hmm.